What is up, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Games y Mas, the podcast where we talk about all things board games, video games, and pop culture. On today's episode, we are joined by Gaster. Thank you so much for joining us, my man. I'm excited to have you on here as we are going to be talking about the world of fighting video games. You know, you have your Street Fighters, your Mortal Kombat, your King of Fighters, whole world we can talk about, man. And so I'm very excited. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast here. Guys, again, if you guys want to ask any questions to the podcast or give us any content you'd like us to cover, you can always find us on all socials. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, X. You can find us there at Games y Mas Pod. That is at Games y Mas Pod. Or if you want to email us, that is at Games y Mas Pod at gmail.com. That's Games y Mas Pod at gmail.com. So guys, with all that being said, pull up a chair, grab some dice, y acompáñame a jugar. Yes, sir. We got the icebreaker question that we ask on every podcast. It's a two-part question, and it gets us to know you a little bit more, just kind of your interests and your likes, and we can probably dive into conversation with that, and then we'll get to the meat of the podcast here. So here's a two-parter. Again, feel free if you feel like the first question is like, oh, I'm not much experienced, but the second question, you are more experienced, or vice versa. Let us know. But the first question we ask here at Games y Mas is, what is your favorite board game of all time? And when I say board game, I'm thinking of, I'm encompassing everything. So card games, dice games, party games, tabletop games, you know, Monopoly, Risk, even deeper games you can think of. They could be childhood games. They could be games that you just played last week and you're like, this is my favorite game. It could be anything like that. And then the second question is your favorite video game of all time. Any video game you want. One that you've enjoyed through the ages as a kid, growing up, as now, any type of video game that you enjoy, as well as I can even include arcade games if you feel like you want to include like an arcade game that you've thoroughly enjoyed throughout the years and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'll let you take it away.
Sure thing. Well, thank you for having me today, Vic.
Of course, man. Yeah, of course.
So I guess if I were to say what my favorite board game of all time is, and I know this may sound boring to some of your listeners, but it's good old-fashioned chess.
Chess?
Yeah, I think, you know, chess never gets old. Chess, it's a game where, for the most part, both players are on even footing ground. And if you lose at that game, it's because you got outskilled. It's just, yeah. There's just no two ways about it, you know? Most board games, and don't get me wrong, I love games like Monopoly. I've played many card games like Yu-Gi-Oh! I played Vanguard. I played so many different board games throughout the years. Mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, chess is the one where if you win, you did great. If you lose, you may have done great, but you got outplayed.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. I love chess is the ultimate board game, man. That's the game that there's so many different ways to play that game, so many different strategies, so many different openings, different defenses. And I agree, like, if you lose, it's not because, you know, oh, you know, he got lucky because he rolled an extra die. No, it's like you lost because
they got you dead to rights, clean.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, you're done. You got checkmated and you're done. I'm sure you made some errors along the way, but again, that's because you made some errors along the way. And so, like, you know,
right. And, you know, it's, I think it's good. I think it's a game that holds you accountable. I know it sounds silly, but, like, you know, it's good.
No, I agree with you. I love chess. I love to play chess. I can play chess any day of the week. Board game, my board game shelves, it's like I have to be in the mood for these board games that I want to play. But chess, I can play, like, if you pop it out, I'll play all day. Like, I love that game. I love thinking. I mean, I play online with on chess.com.
You know, as for video games, my answer may come off as a little cheesy. It's a little old school. My favorite video game of all time is Super Mario Brothers 3.
Really?
I know every single stage in that game, like the back of the palm of my hand or the front of the palm of my hand. I don't know how they're saying this, but
yeah,
it's so, I can plop that cartridge in. I can be having fun. It sounds weird, but that's one of those games where, like, I can just have fun while playing it for the sake of having fun without having to think so much about it because I've just played it so much.
Right.
And the game left such an impression since my childhood. I think it's one of those games where, like, if you were to throw me into an island with an NES and Super Mario Bros. 3, I think things would be all right. You know?
Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad. Your life would be great.
Things will be okay, you know.
Is that the one where they introduced like a co-op mode where like you can play with your friends, or was that the later entries?
I mean, it did have a two-player mode. There wasn't so much co-op. The game had like a competitive mode, believe it or not. You could actually like choose, go into the same stage that your friend had cleared. Mm-hmm. And then it would switch to Super Mario Brothers, the original, which is kind of strange to say. But I don't know if you remember the old school Super Mario Brothers where you had like the little POW symbol that if you jumped on it, it would flip the turtles on the stage.
Yes, yes.
It had a competition mode where the game would switch from Super Mario Brothers 3 into that. That's how impressive really? That was at the time.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's pretty cool. They go bring it back old school. That's pretty nice.
Old school bringing back even older school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep, super old school, too.
Yeah, and if people haven't played it with a buddy, I would suggest they do. It's a ton of fun, dude.
Really interesting. Yeah, no, Super Mario Bros. Is just fun in general when you play by yourself and with friends, you know, especially the later entries and stuff like that. Like, it's always fun when you have, like, a party with you, playing with you, especially, like, Super Mario Party or, like, all those other entries. Like, it's just fun. It's just chaos, and it's so much fun, like, and it gets very competitive. So, we have it there, guys. So, we have chess as your favorite board game to play. Great game. The ultimate board game to play. And then we have Super Mario Bros. 3 for the NES. But we will go ahead and get started with the podcast of the memes there and dive into this world of fighting games, man. Like, I mean, we've covered on the podcast RPGs, we've covered co-op games, we still need to do single-player games. But let's get into fighting games, because fighting games has stood the test of time since forever. You know, you've had since like the Street Fighter games, even beyond that, you've had a bunch of games, you've had tournaments played for these games. You've had competitions, you've had friendships broken because of this game, because of these type of games. Because, I've had tournaments with my cousins when I played, when I used to play the Dragon Ball games, the Budokai 3 games. We used to go over to my grandparents' house and play, you know, on tournaments, choose your fighters, who you are, and we just had tournaments, see who can make it to the top of the martial arts tournament. And we'd always like hate each other because, like, bro, you suck, you know, you can't be using, you know. It was just so much fun, man. But tell me some experiences. Tell me, let's go with, what's your all-time favorite fighting video game you like to play? It's your go-to. It's your bread and butter. This is your game. This is your go-to. You rock with this. Ain't no one beating you in this game unless they're, like, better than you. But this is, like, your main game that if they ask you, like, hey, bro, what's the fighting game we should play? What are you throwing out there?
I guess of the modern fighting games, because I think that question can be separated into what you call the old school and modern fighting games.
Right.
It will be Guilty Gear Strive, which is a game that came out just about 2.5-3 years ago right now.
Okay.
I haven't been playing it as much this season, but it's still, you know, one of my favorite games. I played at EVO for 2 years straight in a row. For those of your audience who may not know what EVO is, it's like the world's biggest fighting game tournament. Okay. It takes place in Las Vegas every year.
Oh, nice.
You know, and it attracts a couple of thousands of people every year. And I made it both years out of pools, which is a lot of fun.
Nice.
Just so for people to understand, the way pools works is, in order to proceed in the tournament of EVO, it's so big that you have to win a tournament to proceed in the tournament. Like, if you're not in the top, if you're not first, second, or third place out of the tournament, you're out the first round, you know, and it's kind of like you got to win a tournament so you can survive the next day two, so you can proceed.
Got you. Okay.
Guilty Gear Strive is a great game. I had a lot of fun on release. It's still great. I would say that game, at least to me, it has so much depth in the sense that the amount of things that you can do at a given time and the amount of options that you have on the table is what makes it really fun at all times.
Mm-hmm.
As for me, just to, you know, let you know, I wasn't super big into fighting games up all the way until like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic was a hell of a game changer, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a frontline worker, you know, just without going into much details, but
yeah.
It was a nice way to deal with the stress of the time.
Oh, for sure.
And things just evolved from there.
Right, exactly. Okay, so Guilty Gear, what was it? Guilty Gear
Strive.
Strive. Okay, so is there multiple Guilty Gear games that have come before that?
Yes, it's the fourth entry in the series.
Okay.
The game is, it goes as far back as the PlayStation 1. Okay. It's just. It's a little, it's a, I guess, you know, now it's becoming, it's, it has started to get mainstream attention, but the game was a little obscure up until recently.
Got you.
To be fair, it's a game that spans from the late 90s all the way till now.
Oh, okay, I see. And how would you say the complexity of this game is when it comes to, like, the flow of the game, fighting of the game, of how combos are reached, are done, you know, kind of like, is it kind of like Street Fighters with the sweeps and you do heavy punch, heavy punch, or is it you have to do a couple combos that are complex, or is it a game that you're like, you can button mash this game and, you know, whatever. How would you say the complexity ranges from that of this game?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of, you know, it sounds crazy, but you know what? Like, what I will tell people, because I don't want people to be discouraged by my words. I think anybody can pick it up. It's okay to you know, I want to say this to the audience and preface it by this, by the way, it's okay to be not great at fighting games when you begin. You know, Strive is an absurdly complex game. Mm-hmm. In the sense that the amount of things that you can do at any given time, like if your opponent, like Strive is one of those games where if your opponent does something, you can react to something. And then that, like in normal, in most fighting games, that be it. Strive has the ability of the opponent reacting to your reaction.
Oh, crap.
You know, it is something absolutely insane, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so it's very complex, but I think that's what makes it fun, because once you start playing fighting games for so many years, in a way, certain things become predictable. Like, let's say if you know where you messed up in a certain portion in an interaction, you know how you're going to get punished, right? Mm-hmm. With Strive, dude, you no matter how much you think you know how you're going to get punished, your opponent can pull something completely out of their hat, and you're like, wait, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
What was that? Like, yeah. You know,
oh my goodness.
So you know, it's great. Like, you know, the that's I guess what the reason why I fell in love with that game, because the amount of nonsense that happens, it's fun, it's crazy, and it's you know what, and it's a great spectator watch. I suggest to your audience that even if they haven't played it, they give it a watch at high level play. I think they'll be amused with the amount of nonsense that takes place.
Oh
in
my
that
goodness,
game.
That's
pretty
fun.
Great.
Is this does it? The graphics is like 3D, kind of like around the world. Is it kind of like a score like Street Fighter is kind of? Or?
You know, it's crazy. It's nice that you asked that, because it's 2.5D. But the cool thing is it has this very interesting thing that happens that, you see, in most fighting games, when you throw an opponent into a corner, that's kind of like just where the interaction, like it takes place the remainder of the round, or maybe they'll get out. But in Strive, the corners are like walls, so you can break them through the said wall, and you will see this amazing animation where the camera just switches and it show them getting blown out of like this area to a different area of the stage.
Yeah,
it goes from 2.5D to like a lot of 3D moments. Like it's kind of cool.
Interesting. That's pretty cool. So it has like a little cinematic, little mini movie moment when you get hit the wall, kind of like, and then
There's also moments where, like, let's say there's a movement called a dust where you can catapult the opponent into the air.
Yeah.
Mini cinematic moment, camera switches, and then you go up, and then you can do your combo into the air. It's very interesting.
That's very cool. Okay, interesting. So, Guilty Gear Strive. I've heard the titles before. I've never watched the game. You got me interested in watching. I'm about to start checking out some of the games and stuff like that of Guilty Gear Strive. Which is interesting. Is there a game of like the older, you were talking about modern fighting games. Is there a kind of the old school fighting games that you kind of like to lean to as well? If you're in the mood of playing something, like, you know what? I'm not in the mood to play some Guilty Gear. I'm probably going to play something else for now. It doesn't have to be for tournament, but it's like a casual play fighting game that you like to lean towards more, that you like to play as well. If you have any of those.
Yes, I do. In this one's a little bit more obscure. I mean, look, I guess if I'm into playing something more casual, and again, I don't want the Street Fighter 2 community to murder me, because I think that's a very complicated game. I'm just a casual at Street Fighter 2.
Right.
So, but like that game is an extremely complicated game where you'd be surprised the legendary players that still play it that are gods of that game. Like, so I just happen to enjoy it casually. And you know, then there's also a game that I prefer from the old school game. It's called, in Japan, it's called Pocket Fighter. Here it's called Super Gem Fighter. It's not very common, but it's like pretty much like the Street Fighter characters in chibi form. That game is a lot of fun. It's pretty hilarious. Like if you ever like YouTube it, or your audience should YouTube it. It's an old school game. It's funny as hell. You know, I suggest people give it a go. That's also a fun game. You know, it's a lot more relaxed than Strive. It's a lot, funny enough, it's kind of like the opposite of Strive, where Strive is this very overly complex game for the sake of being interesting. Mm-hmm. Pocket Fighter is very simple. The combos are very short, but, you know, interestingly enough, there's complexity and simplicity. I know it sounds kind of like contradictory, but there's, you know, fighting games can have that ability where even the simplest interactions can have a depth of complexity.
Really?
It, you know, so that's also, I think, why that game, you know, rings a bell with me and, like, you know, strikes at a chord, so to speak. It's fun stuff, you know. I suggest your audience give it a look on YouTube. I think they'd be surprised.
Definitely, yeah. Guys that are listening, all these titles that we're throwing out, if you've never heard of them, go check them out. I mean, we're not throwing out some games that you might think like, oh, this is weird. Like, these are probably some interesting games that would be cool to check out, especially if you're looking to get into fighting games, or like you need new fighting games. Just like Gaster said, if you want to get to fighting games, don't expect to be like the top pro on your first match. Like, just enjoy it, get to know the game, figure out the combos, figure out who your favorite character you can roll with, what you can do with, and then just have some fun with it, you know? And then if you want to get good, you know, start practicing. Like, it's just like any other video game, any other sport, any other type of skill that you want to learn, you have to practice. You have to get used to it. You have to learn. You have to fail a couple times to figure it out. I learned that a lot with Street Fighter. Whenever I play Street Fighter and I would beat, like, my casual friends, I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm so good. And I'd fight someone that's like actually play Street Fighter, and then I just get humbled in like 2 seconds where I don't even land a hit, and I'm like, oh wow, like, yeah, I suck. And like, and they're like, it's okay, bro, like, you know, you did good there, and like that sympathy, like, you did okay there. I'm like, stop mocking me, bro, like, I suck. With Strife, you said that you did a couple tournaments in Vegas. How does one get into, like, just even the tournament before the tournament? How do you get, do you have to look for, like, local events for you, or do you have to, like, kind of break up on the rankings?
So no. So the way it works, right? Evo is just one massive tournament, but they have what they call as day one pools, which is a tournament in itself. So whenever you register, you're assigned to your pool to begin with.
Okay.
And then if you're top three, you proceed to the next day. So it's funny, right? You just went through hell the first day, especially for beginners or intermediates, just to be like, congrats, kid. Your reward is now you're going to be from this pool of sharks to this pool of piranhas. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, my goodness. Yeah.
it's a very neck break pace sort of thing. But, you know, there's also like local tournaments. There's also online tournaments. You know, I do encourage people like that are beginning into fighting games, whether it's Strive or anything else. There's a website called start.gg. You can go there and you can find local tournaments that are happening near you or online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's a good spot because no matter what the fighting game you play, you can go there and see what's going on.
Oh, okay, so you don't need to have like prerequisites of like what level are you on the Street Fighter leaderboard.
That depends up to the tournament organizer. There are some tournaments, but the reality is because it's a worldwide, it's kind of like a worldwide search engine for tournaments. It's crazy. Oh, wow. So like you can go there and be like, you know what? I'm a beginner. I have no idea what I'm doing. Chances are somebody is holding a tournament there for people that are complete newbies. And trust me, there's something amazing. Even if two players are not at the greatest level, if it's two beginners, it's fun. Fighting games have that. Whenever you match somebody that's the same level as you, it can be a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So you know, there are ways to join these tournaments, and again, there's tournaments online all the time that are there. There's tournaments that are free that are all the time that are there, and they also sometimes have tournaments that say, you know, come to your local city at X, Y, and Z place in the U.S. You can go there. You know, and they'll tell you like entry is like $10 or something, and you go and you just have fun. You know.
Okay, guys that are listening or watching the video, I will leave a link on that for that website in the description below. Click on that link and leave a comment below of your experience of these tournaments. If you've gone to any of these tournaments, let us know what your experiences are, what game you've played, how did it go, and stuff like that. I'd love to read all those comments, and maybe we could share some of those comments on our next episodes. that we have coming up here on the podcast here. Gaster, Scott was telling me about your Discord channel. You have the Team JPV. You want to guide me through that? Team JPV. Are you trying to get an esports community going here? Trying to get a team going here and stuff like that? Or fighting?
That is so funny. No, I mean, it's a group of friends. You know, and it was a group of friends that got, I just call it a team because, you know, they're my homies. I love them to death. But, you know, it's funny. It was like a merry band of, like, you know, idiots that just banded together, you know, and we're just having fun. Right. It's not only about fighting games. We play all sorts of, you know, JPV stands, you know, it's funny. There's some people in the community that have been wondering, like, what does JPV stand? It just means just play video games, you know, like, nice. You know, so we just play all sorts of video games. We didn't meet all, like, at least the vast majority of fellas in there met through, like, fighting games, mm-hmm. you know, and it's crazy, you know. We have some players there, like, that are some of the best, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're just like your regular guy, you know. Alex Smith, shout outs to him, he's in that Discord. Like, anybody that's part of the fighting game community, they know who this guy is. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows him, like, mm-hmm. from, like, legends, you know, big time legendary players. You say, Alex, oh yeah, Alex, how's he doing? Like, you know. It's crazy. This guy's been playing for like the last 16 years or so.
Oh, more. Wow.
I'm lying. It's probably 20 years at this
really?
Point. Yeah. So everybody knows who the heck he is, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have like, you know, and it's funny again, like, you know, you just meet these guys. Like, I met him playing online a different game. Like, his bread and butter is Street Fighter.
Okay.
He's probably one of the best jury players in the United States right now for Street Fighter 6.
Oh, snap. You know, I gotta watch him play.
Oh, he's wild. He's really good. He's really fun to watch too. Mm-hmm. I just met him playing Granblue Fantasy Versus, which is another fighting game, like a few years, like, you know, we just like started talking and we became friends, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have things such as like, Skankin. Like, I have a friend and, you know, this name's going to sound absolutely wild to your audience. He goes by Skankin Garbage. You know, right. The funny part, he's, you know, he's one of my mentors. He taught me how to play fighting games, at least at a competitive level. And funny enough, you know, this guy sounds like a regular, like, you know, your regular average guy, you know, nice sense of humor. But believe it or not, at one point he was the United States Vampire Savior Champion, which is Darkstalkers. Like, I don't know if your audience may know what Darkstalkers is, but mm-hmm. it's like this kind of fighting game where like the characters have like this monster aesthetic. Like, there's a werewolf guy, there's a vampire dude, you know, there's a mummy dude.
Okay.
I guess my point with him is that, you know, I just met him playing a regular fighting game. And I remember, one day I just ran him into a cab online, you know, cause there's this virtual cabs in Granblue at the time. Mm-hmm. And he beat the living hell out of me in that game. And I just asked him, hey, you got any tips? And I remember, dude, like, the dude was like more than happy to be like, oh yeah, dude, here's what's going on. Here's what you should be doing against my character. Here mm-hmm. are the weakness of your character. Here's what you need to knock off because I'm exploiting it. Like, you know, and here's the thing, right? What people don't know is people can be very good at fighting games. And mm-hmm. this is for your audience to know, especially like, this is something that I think that's good info to have. People can be very good at fighting games. It's not the same as teaching people how to be good at fighting games.
Mm.
It's two different skill sets. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to say names. You know, there was one time a friend of mine was with another person at a tournament somewhere. And, you know, we're in the middle of a tournament. And, you know, like, I would just like, in the middle of the rounds, I would tell him, like, hey, you're fighting this guy. Do this thing called cycling your options, which mm-hmm. what that means is like, it's like whenever you have an opponent in the corner, you mm-hmm. got to do something to make him stop just blocking. Because if you're just blocking, eventually it will become their turn and then they can punish you back.
Right.
But they can also, like, you know, and there's certain games where you can do certain different things on offense and you want to cycle it, meaning that you don't want to do the same thing. Because if you as a player are just punching, what's the answer? You just block, and you wait till you know that there's an opening and then you get them back at it.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, so that's what I told him. And then there was another one that, like, another friend of his that's very good. Again, not going to say names. Mm-hmm. Very good player. And he's like, well, yeah, you should just stop doing stupid shit. And it's like, what kind of advice is that? Yeah. Like, you know, like, I'm not knocking him, but I'm just saying it's like, you see what? And he's very good at fighting games.
Right.
Like, that's the degree of which he could explain what was going on.
Right.
So, you know, and again, I'm not good at explaining for fighting games, mind you. I'm basic, but this guy skanking garbage, in real life, he's a teacher, dog. So, like, you know, he knows how, like, you know, the human brain works for that sort of stuff, and he'll tell you. He will break things apart into, like, little bits, and, like, he'll turn it into small, short lessons. It's really funny, but you know, shout outs to him. He's a very talented guy. He's crazy, but he's a very talented guy. You know?
It's cool, like how you met all these people through, through the fighting community, through the games. And I'm pretty sure a lot of the members there are, go to tournaments. So I'm pretty sure they go to tournaments regularly and play tournaments and have won tournaments and have done a lot of things and are skilled fighters and stuff like that, which is really cool. Which is interesting to see how anyone could. Anyway, like I said, that guy that you mentioned, he's a teacher, but he's also like one of the most skilled fighters that you've met and stuff like that. And so it's like, it's crazy how everyone comes from all different walks of life. And you know, it's not like I was born to just be an esports player. Then it's like, you know, that's all I do in my life. And every day I wake up and I play games. It's like, bro, I wake up, I go to my 9 to 5 and then I go home and I start and I play. What would you say here? We could troll a little bit with some of these games. What do you think is a game that is like the most broken game to play that's fighting wise game where it's like this game is garbage when you play it, like you can just spam like the X button and like use whatever you were like, what's a game that's like, don't play this game if you want to get competitive because you can just troll on this game. Like, what would you say it's like one of those games that you feel like,
oh my God, you're going to get me crucified, bro, because here's the thing, right? Like, there will never be objective agreement in the fighting game community as to what, you know, the Japanese have a term for that sort of game, believe it or not.
Really?
They call it kusoge, which means shit game. Hopefully you don't mind the swearing, but like,
no, you're good. You're good.
So you know, like it's a known thing. They're like, oh, this is a kusoge. Like, you know, that's for them to be like, this game is so garbage. What is this shit?
Yeah, but
it's so bad, it's good for them sometimes. You know.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because nowadays, what would be a great example of that? You know, it's. Like, look, and again, because there's some very godlike players that play these games, so I am not about to detract from them.
Right.
There are some games that can be garbage, and they can still be treasured as all-time favorites.
Right.
You know, believe it or not, what's it called? Super Street Fighter 2. There's a version specifically that, you know, people still play to this day. Mm-hmm. But if you click on YouTube, there's a compilation called Super Street Fighter 2 is a broken game. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it will show you how outdated Super Street Fighter 2 is, just as an example.
Right.
Like, dude, and trust me, if I go in that game, I will get murdered like this.
Right.
But you see, it like at a competitive level, these games are so fucked up. Like,
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, in some of these games, unless you do something so out of left field, it will never be your turn against a good player. So I think those to me are the games that are like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Cause like, you know, modern games are a lot more like give and take, like you do your thing, but at a certain point it's like, that's it. But you know, you can no longer do another hit in this combo. I can now respond to you, right?
Right.
In old school games, that wasn't so much the mentality. See, what people don't realize is that fighting games back in the day weren't made with like, oh yeah, we're going to make tournaments in mind. A lot of fighting games started with the mentality of like, hey, you know what? We're going to throw these characters. You can play with your buddies and for a weekend, have fun. You guys can hate on each other and you're done.
Yeah.
You know, but from there, still like these flourishing tournament scenes, you know.
Yeah.
And things like, you know, have evolved. Now you have these, and you know, now like developers are under pressure to have some sort of balance in their games. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Although, you know, there are some modern games, and you know, for example, Skankin, again, he's probably gonna want to kill me.
Yeah.
There is one modern game that I think that loves that mentality, where like I tell him I don't want to play this game because this game's a fucking nuclear arms race in terms of BS.
Yeah.
There's a game called DNF Duel. Now I'm not gonna knock it. If you want to try it in your audience, please go ahead. Now I'm just gonna tell you, dude. That game cracked me up because he's one of the best fighter game players that I know.
Right.
And that game has only two modes. There's no in between. Either you feel like you're a god, you're on top of the world, or you want to strangle your controller and slam it into the ground. Because, dude, that game has some of the most like ridiculous comebacks I've seen in history.
Really?
To the point where I'm like, my God, that's BS. Like, Yeah. Dude, like, that game will, like, invite the fact of, like, let's say you've had a perfect round. You've beaten the hell out of your opponent. You still have full life bar. They only have, like, this sliver of life left, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they get one punch in. And then your life is like, brrr. They won. GG, shake my hand. I'm bro, what is this?
Yeah, you know? Oh my god.
And you know, Skankin loves that. Like, that's, he does love that sort of shit going on in slam games.
Yeah.
To me, that's a little bit too much, you know.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, that's definitely some game. There's some games like that, you know. Yeah. And well, by the way, sorry, and I will say, I know I said earlier Super Street Fighter. No, that then it's Street Fighter ST. Again, if you YouTube it, you will find it. Until you're honest, you find it. It's like the tournament edition of, like, a specific tournament edition of Street Fighter that's still used to this day.
Oh, okay.
For Street Fighter 2. But again, that game's also a Nuclear Arms Race. You'd be surprised at the amount of nonsense that the old school Street Fighter could do.
Interesting. What do you think the, what was that Japanese word you said about the crap games? It was,
They call it kusoge, which means, kusoge, like, translates probably to, like, shit game.
Okay.
And again, you know, to them, it can mean one of two things. It can mean whether a game is so bad it's good. Because there's games that are like that are so bad, you and your buddies are laughing at the shit with it, and you're just having fun.
Yeah.
And you know what? At the end of the day, like, you know, I have friends, like, there's some games that you can play and they're so nonsense. But you know what? I'll tell people, there's an online fighting game you can play for free right now. And actually, shout out to the developers because it's a lot of fun. To me, that game is nonsense, but it's great. It's called Tough Love Arena. If they Google it, they can literally go and play it right now through their browser, and it's a full-fledged fighting game.
Oh, really?
And literally, you're playing as, like, characterizations of supermarket groceries, like a lemon versus something else. And, like, and here's the thing, though. It is fun. It is great. Play it all through your browser. It is so dumb and out of left field, but I'm pretty sure if two people play it, their friends will be just laughing their butts off. It's great.
Interesting. What's the game called again one more time?
It's called Tough Love Arena, and like most of the stages are supermarket stages. Please give it a look.
Yeah, I'll definitely look for sure. Yeah, I'll leave a link on the below for that one for anyone that wants to try out that game too. I'm gonna probably try out that game, maybe today or someday. Definitely, that's funny, dude. What do you think the the type of crap games that are so good that are bad, they're so good or they're just crap games? Where do you think the Mortal Kombat, the Injustice games land on that scale?
Oh man! So what I will tell people is, okay, that's an interesting one because there's a lot to unpack there. Believe it or not.
Yeah. Because I've had fights in Injustice where the guy just spammed the whole thing. And I was like, dude, this game is broken. Like, I hate this game. This game is trash.
So here's the thing, right? I believe NetherRealm has had a hand in those games. Same guys that make your Mortal Kombat's. And those, like, Mortal Kombat games tend to have some things that will just piss you off.
Oh, yeah,
like,
dude.
You know,
oh, my God.
Like you know, I'm just going to say Mortal Kombat games aren't exactly known for being these paragons of balance. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, no,
they're very nonsense. You will see them. You will see some wanky animations at high level where you're being juggled into the air for, like, four times straight, and you're like... Okay, like,
yeah, you can't even do anything about it. You're like, all right, well, whatever, bro.
Like, okay, I guess you won, homie. Like, you know what I mean? GGs, I'll shake your hand.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't. The funny part is it's one of those things where, like, I don't think they are, like, for example, those are definitely not games for me. Like, I would just get like, oh God, really? Like, okay, I guess, you know. You won, homie. You know,
like, all right, I'm gonna go up to another game.
Yeah, but there's some people that I guess the competitiveness lies into who gets there first. Does that make sense?
Who gets to pull
this first on their opponent? You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And of course, there's a back and forth. It's like, there's no such thing as one touch. I mean, there are some things such as one touch kills in fighting games, but in modern games, it's not so much a thing. Mm-hmm. But it is like, it is very frustrating to be juggled for the fourth or fifth time and you just see your life bar like what happened? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You know, and the Injustice games give themselves a lot into that. And so do the Mortal Kombat games. So, like, to be fair, you know, funny enough, that speaking of NetherRealm games, I don't know if you know this. And again, I hope I don't get shot. The Mortal Kombat community is known for being one of the most angriest communities online, bro.
Really?
If you ever want to have fun, enable your headset and play Mortal Kombat 1 online. You will get called every insult under the sun, and you will find out about new insults you didn't even know existed.
Really?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. More than a Call of Duty lobby?
Oh, no. Call of Duty ain't got shit on these guys, bro. like Call of Duty will be not... Dude, I remember one guy, after I won a set, he waited on the rematch screen because you gotta, like, you know, and he literally, like, told me everything that was wrong with me, everything about how I should, like, die and end my own existence.
Oh, my
God. He actually went into full detail how I should end my existence. Not, it's not only, like, a straight up, you know, you know, end yourself, right? Yeah. Now, you should
went this, to, like, a parent. That.
yeah, like, and he on the mic, and I'm like... I'm just laughing, dog. Like, all right, that's time, you know?
But oh, my God. Right,
dude, those, that, the MK community, I don't know why. You know why I think it is? The game by itself is very, can be frustrating. Like, the game can lend itself to frustration. And the thing is, Mortal Kombat also, like, is one of the more mainstream games. So, like, it has these bigger audiences. So, you will get some people that are absolutely, like, out of left field. Like, wow, dude. Like, god dang, dude.
Yeah.
You need a hug. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Who hurt you, my man? Like, yeah, you're taking out your anger on me.
Who hurt you? Like,
this is like the therapy up, right here, or something like that. Or that's crazy. Yeah, okay, yes, I did not know that. I didn't know that the Mortal Kombat community is very, could be very toxic and very angry. And yes,
they can be. And you know, and again, though, don't let the, again to your audience, don't let it discourage you. You know, there's tools. Like, if you're not a type of look, I'm the type of person that unless if I'm playing fighting games with my friends, I don't want to hear it. So what I do is, you know, and again, the, like Mortal Kombat has tools where you can disable the audio, their voice audio. Mm-hmm. So you just go in there, you play, you either beat them up or they beat you up and you hit rematch or you go next and they can be yelling about everything. You will not hear anything. You can proceed with your life.
And keep going. You know, yeah, okay, I got you.
Yeah. I only do VC and fighting games with my friends, my closest friends.
Right.
Like, I know that like the nonsense comes from like the heart in the joking manner. It doesn't come for real. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Interesting. Okay. Interesting. So you guys have it, folks. That if you're into these fighting games, and you can always mute. There's always the mute button. There's always the turn off the audio and just have some fun. Have some fun playing. Get competitive if you want to get competitive. And if not, you know, just play for fun and keep mashing that X and A button if you want, or whatever. You can do whatever you want and stuff like that. That's the beauty of these fighting games is that you can have fun, you can get competitive, you can make memories, you can yell, throw your controller, do whatever you want. It's your prerogative, but these games are there for your entertainment, to have some fun and stuff like that. And it's really interesting hearing about the community of fighting games, of that type of games that you have, the tournaments that you can enter. I've always heard about... to be honest, the most tournaments I've ever heard of within fighting games were probably just Street Fighter games, maybe some more combat games. I didn't know about the EVO.
By the way, so you know, EVO's biggest event is Street Fighter by and large. So they will always have a Street Fighter 6 event every year now.
Okay, gotcha.
But they also have Mortal Kombat, and they have every other major fighting game under the sun. It's really great, by the way. Like what I would say is, it happens here in the United States around August.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, there's two EVOs, one in Japan and one here in the US.
Do they ever have like the winner of a Japan like Street Fighter EVO tournament? Do they ever verse like the United States EVO tournament and then kind of like a big event for that? Or is it kind of just
The community takes care of itself in that sense. Trust me, you will see like the Japanese, like whoever won the Japanese EVO tournament, they will probably travel here for Vegas in August. Mm-hmm. And you will see those two guys go at it at one point or another.
Gotcha.
And if anything else, maybe not in a big manner, they might just be sitting in the corner duking it out in a computer or a setup playing there. And if you want to see, that's the beauty about fighting games. Even the best fighting game players play fighting games just like you and me. They might just play it on a table where nobody else cares. You can just stick your neck and see what they're doing.
See what's going on. That's pretty cool. That's pretty fun. Stuff like that. Oh, man, that's awesome, man. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, my man. You got a busy schedule probably going on and stuff like that. But I wanted to know if you wanted to plug in anything that you want to plug in, or if you want to plug in any friends, any Twitch accounts, any Discord stuff you want to do, or any stuff that's coming up for you, any work that you want people to check out for yourselves or for your friends within the Discord community. If you want to go ahead and shout that out now, and also I'll put links in the description below.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I have nothing to plug, but I do want to, I do want to leave your audience with just a little bit, you know, a little bit of food for thought, you know.
Yeah. Definitely.
If you want to get into fighting games, or if you ever had the itch to play any fighting games, go for it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, just go for it. Like, my only advice for people is two things. Number one, don't forget that it's always about having fun. I cannot account the number of people that get into fighting games and lose sight of that.
Yeah.
It's, at the end of the day, it's just video games.
Exactly. But
please, if you want to choose to fall in love with fighting games, I'm telling you, it's super worth it. It's a lot of fun. You'd be surprised at the friends you'll make along the way. And the other thing is, you know, just remember, you will not get good. If you really want to become really good at fighting games, it doesn't happen in a day. Yeah. I have friends that are really good now. They've been playing their whole lives in order to get to where they're at right now. Yeah. So, you know, and you know, the one thing that people forget about fighting games, you shouldn't look at it as a competition against others. You should look at it as competition against yourself, because the one that's improving every day is you. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't hold your progress to other people's skill set. You just, the one that's getting better is you, not others, you know?
Right.
And that's what fighting games are all about. And I think that, you know, just for your audience to know, if you want to get to any fighting games, just pick one to love and give it a shot. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Yeah. Wise words, guys. Those are some wise words from Gaster. Yeah. Again, it's all about fun. And if you want to get good, practice. It's, again, like I said towards the beginning of the podcast, it's just like any other skill. If you're learning guitar, if you're learning drums, if you're learning an instrument or a sport, you're not going to be the best player within a night. You know, it's going to take years of practice, times of practice. I mean, if you're just there for fun, go have some fun. Have some fun. Get a little bit good. Keep playing. Have some fun. Play with friends. But if you're trying to get into the competitive mode, if anyone that's listening that's trying to get good and get, you know, hit up these tournaments, practice, man. Don't get frustrated if you are in like a 14 game losing streak online or whatever. Like, just keep learning. Keep learning. Again, just what Gaster said, you're in a competition with yourself. You're trying to get better every day. And yeah, you couldn't have put it any better, man, with that stuff like that. And thank you so much for sharing those words of wisdom, and sharing your experiences with fighting community and games. I'm pretty sure if you share this episode with your guys on Discord, they're gonna get a laugh of the stuff that we've talked about, have some fun. And guys, like I said, we're not bashing on any of these games. We're just kind of giving his experiences of what he's gone through with his gaming community and his observation of these communities and stuff like that. Not to say these games are bad, but you know, there are some games that are, you know, they level up higher and stuff like that. So Street Fighter community, Mortal Kombat community, guys, we love you guys. You guys are awesome. Don't come at our throats. We're just.
By the way, MK1 community, the game is fun. Don't kill me. I just know that there's some angry guys in that audience. That's all, you know. Some angry boys in there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, man. Yeah. So yeah, guys, thank you so much, man, for joining us. It was so much fun talking to you. We'll definitely have you back on. We'll talk about some more video games that you want to talk about other than street fighting games that you'd like to give your opinion on. I'm trying to have a panel on a podcast with a couple of us. Probably have Scott, maybe Omar and you and some other gamers, where we just do some angry rants, where we just talk about some games that we just want to get off our chest of like why and stuff like that. And just for fun, just have some fun. Yeah. Fun.
Sign me up, dude. Just
all right, I got you. I'll let you know for that one. I think it'll be a fun episode to do. But again, thank you so much for joining us, man. Thank you guys for listening and for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Hit that share button. Guys, it means so much that our channel is growing. Our subscribers are growing. Don't forget to subscribe. And I love seeing your comments, the nice ones. And I love, you know, hearing your thoughts of our episodes. I'm very excited for the future of more episodes. And thank you so much for watching, guys. Y nos vemos para la próxima.